Welcome to the meeting, New Mexico State Racing Commission meeting. Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. It's about 2 minutes after nine. Can you start with roll call, please?
Dave Van Hossie Sanchez?
Here.
Billy Smith?
Here.
John Buffington?
Here.
Margaret Branch?
Here.
Let's go to Pledge of Allegiance. Margaret, do you want to lead us? Pledge of Allegiance.
No, here.
Billy?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Let's move on to approval of the agenda. Has everyone read it?
I would make that motion to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Second, Smith.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, move on to approval of minutes for February 16th, 2023. I hear a motion to approve them.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any questions? Nothing? Okay. Vote on it.
Roll call, or you?
Yeah, no.
A motion?
Yeah, we've got a motion and a second.
Oh, okay. David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Okay, vote five to commissioners' reports and nothing. Agency director?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Izzy Trejo, executive director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Handful of items to report on. We got our, let me get settled here. Been spending a lot of time up in Santa Fe this past couple of months with legislation, and just want to give a big thanks to everyone that was involved in Senate Bill 336, getting a passing in the House and the Senate. The game's not over yet, though. We still have to wait for the governor to sign it. If she does that, then it officially becomes law, and that will draw money from the gaming tax into a fund that will pay for the HISA and jockey and exercise rider insurance, as well as the enforcement of other state and federal horse racing laws. So I certainly want to give a special thank you to Senator Padilla, who herded the cat, so to speak, to get everyone together to get on the same page and work diligently through the process, as this bill had some changes throughout its course through the legislation this year. But in the end, it was successful in the House and Senate, but still got one more piece to finish off. Once that's done, it'll be law, and then we'll meet with the racetracks and staff to figure out how we're going to handle this fund, since there's an amendment to the law that says the Racing Commission has the authority and oversight of this money. So we'll keep you posted on that. Senate Bill 330, that was the bill that was to abolish the Racing Commission. Did not see the light of day in this session. The sponsor told us that it was a mere approach to get his colleagues in the legislature to read the Horse Racing Act and get conversations going to eventually discuss the gaming compact in this state. I'm sure there's some people that were loving that they can get rid of the Racing Commission, but to that I say good luck. And also, we got the Sunland Derby, big weekend coming up at Sunland Park. Fairly decent card for Sunday, March 26th. Handful of horses coming in from other jurisdictions to participate in this big event. And as we all know, if you win the Sunland Oaks or the Derby, you get points that should get you into the Kentucky Oaks or Kentucky Derby. So keeping our fingers crossed for this year that the winners of these events go on to Kentucky and represent New Mexico very well. One thing I do want to kind of, not one to toot our horn, but our attorney says I should more often, so I'll do that a little bit today. But we got our 2022 drug statistics in, and you know, the agency, as I've said throughout the last 7 years that I've been here, has gotten a lot of compliments on our drug testing program in the state. And since 2017, in comparison to 2022 numbers, our violations in blood have decreased by 82.75% in the year, and they've decreased 92%. And overall, since 2017, in comparison to 2022 numbers, our violations have decreased 84.7%. For example, in 2017, the agency experienced 113 drug violations. In 2018, about 130 some violations. This past year, 42. And eight of those were from one guy at the Downs at Albuquerque. Comparison to last year, 21 over 22, we increased our testing by over 28%, or over 27%, right about 28%. Violations in the blood compared to last year decreased 41%. Violations in the urine dropped 67%. That's the 21-22 comparison. So the drug program, we're really starting to see the data that this has been tracked, indicating that it's a very successful program. Out of competition testing, last year, well, the last 3 years, violations were at a strike rate of 7.3%, 3 years in a row. In 2022, despite the increase in out of competition numbers, it was only 4.0%. So I think we need to take the credit where credit is due on this. We have been focusing on this program since day one. When I come to New Mexico in 2016, we're starting to see the results of the hard work, the rule changes, the strategic testing that we do, really starting to evolve. But I will always add, does illicit use of drugs still take place in our industry? I'm sure it does. So it's always going to be a cat and mouse game. We're always going to be pursuing the people that cheat and try to beat the system. And I'm sure there's some out there. But that gives us something to do continuously in this industry, as you know. Job security, as they say. But the program is working. We just need to be able to detect the really sophisticated illicit drugs that are being used in the industry. But I will say this, if they're getting by in New Mexico, they're getting by in Oklahoma, California, Arizona, Colorado, and Texas. So I don't think we should be knocked for not catching those people. All the states have the opportunity to do it. No one's doing it, but we're going to continue to pursue that. But that being said, I stand for any questions.
Well, I want to thank you, Trejo. You and your staff have done a great job, you know, for this industry. And we really appreciate your hard work and the work of your staff also, you know, doing this. And thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman, commission members. And we certainly always reciprocate. We've gotten a lot of support from the commissioners over the years, and that means a lot to us. We love working hard for you guys, and that's what we do here. I always claim we're a blue-collar outfit. We work hard. We're not afraid of work. We're not afraid of criticism. We just come here to do our jobs. There's one more thing I'd like to add, Mr. Chairman. I forgot to mention our CFO, Amber Trujillo, and myself met with the corrections agency up in Santa Fe, and we are collaborating with them to start a kind of a retirement program and this is a hard word to say, recidivism on prisoners, to reduce it by soliciting retired racehorses or racehorses that can no longer compete on our racetracks, to send them over there to a program that would help the prisoners learn horsemanship, learn how to shoe horses, learn how to gallop horses, learn how to groom horses. And it'll more likely, our idea is to combine that with a wild horse project as well, to have prisoners break wild horses. So it's in its infancy right now, but I certainly wanted to let the public know and the industry know that it's something that we're pursuing. But we had a great meeting the other day, and everyone's very excited and energetic about it. So I think it's something that we need to stay and keep it on track And I think it'll be good for our industry to show that we have a place for some of our horses that can no longer compete at the racetrack. They have another home to go to where they'll be well-fed and be very useful as therapy for people that need it.
I think that's a great idea. What happened with the wild horse thing that they had before there at the prisons? I know they have, because the facility is still there. I remember them doing it, and then why did it go away? I mean, the reason I'm asking to make sure we don't make that same mistake.
That's a good question. The way it was put to me over there on our visit was a lack of funding. So I will certainly be reaching out to the industry. If these people are going to want to take care of our horses, we need to take care of the program. So we'd certainly seek solicitations from the industry. But they're investigating on whether their agency can handle funding that way through donations. I'm not so sure. We have a lot of anti-donation clauses in the state. So we'll figure it out, though. But we're certainly going to be seeking funding to assure that it's maintained, so assure that these horses are well-fed while they're over there.
And then they're possibly a match from the state, you know, something like that.
Anything's possible. We are being told that the legislatures are very gung-ho to attack this type of problem. The corrections agency, their mantra is they want to be good neighbors. So they want people to come out of their facility into the community and be good neighbors and find work. And I told them we'll welcome them with open arms, as the industry's always been open arm to accepting anyone in life, no matter what status you are, to come and work for us.
Good. This is a very good cause, because we've always had problems with retired racehorses. You know, where they go, what they're doing. There's some people that take advantage of that. I've seen in the past where they say they take on the horses and they're going to give them a good home, and it's not a good home at all.
Right.
There are a bunch of shysters out there. And I think this would be a really good thing for this industry. And it'll show other states what we're doing here. I think it's a great, great thing to do.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's our pleasure. Anything for the horse.
In Santa Fe?
Yes, we went and toured the yards. It's a little run down right now, but they said with all the prisoners there, they could have it cleaned up within a week.
It's a nice facility that they have there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you go there's Santa Fe, first exit, and go back to Cerrillo's, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're on your right. You can see them from the road. I mean, great facilities.
The last one that did it was Las Lunas, though.
No, it was over here in Santa Fe.
Was it?
Yeah.
They didn't do it in Las Lunas at all?
I don't think so. The Honor Farm? They might have. But here's where all the facilities are. You can see them from the road. Really nice facility. They just have to be upgraded and taken care of and cleaned up and stuff. But they're there. Is that it?
Yep, I stand for any questions.
No questions? Okay, move on to B, New Mexico Horse Breeders.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning, Mary.
Hold on, Mary. We're going to raise the volume. Hold on.
A little bit better. You're getting better there.
Try
it. Getting better?
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
All righty. I'd like to introduce you to our registrar. This is Amber Martin, and we're doing some cross training, so she's going to just observe me giving you my report.
Okay.
So for Sunland Park, they have run 169 New Mexico Breed races in their first 43 days through Sunday, March the 12th. They had 83 thoroughbred overnights, 55 quarter horse overnights, 15 quarter horse trials, 10 thoroughbred stakes, and 6 quarter horse stakes. The total contribution to those races from the New Mexico Horse Breeders was $1,565,500. This is just $14,500 more than in 2022. The average number of New Mexico bred races per day is 3.93. They run 93 thoroughbred New Mexico bred races and 76 quarter horse. and they were plus 40 for the three a day. For the average field sizes for the thoroughbreds, the average field size for New Mexico bred overnight races is 8.10, for quarter horses 8.87, and for a combined average field size of 8.42. So that's pretty darn good. For the New Mexico breds running in open overnight races in the first 35 days, 389 New Mexico breds ran in open overnight races, and of those, 95 came in first, second, or third, and that is 25%. There was 41 thoroughbreds, 54 quarter horses, and the New Mexico horse breeders contributed $119,088 to those for those horses and their breeds. And that completes my reports. Are there any questions?
I don't have a question about your numbers, but I do have a general question. When you send a breeder's check to somebody, how long is it good for? 90 days, 120 days, or the check?
It's actually, for the purse award checks that I send out in November, they actually have a full year to cash that check.
The other ones, the
it's
ones
365 days, and it does say that, state that right on the check.
No, I'm talking about the weekly ones that you send, that the track sends you the money, and then you send the check to the owner's awards type thing.
Are you talking about the 10% track breeders awards?
Right, exactly.
Because those go out, you know, as soon as the first breeders, we send off those reports to the racetrack, and they have 5 business days to get to wire the funds to us. And then we send them off to the breeders, and they have, I believe, 6 months to get those cashed.
Okay, so if they don't show up in 6 months, what's your policy about replacing them? In other words, if they got lost in the shuffle, what's your policy about replacing the checks? Do you replace them, or do they just go into your general fund?
Well, no, I can replace them. If somebody has an old check, they can. If I still have the funds are there, I can certainly replace the check and reissue a new check. In fact, that happened recently where a gentleman had sat on a check for quite a while, and he went to the bank to cash it, and they wouldn't cash it for him. So he sent me back the check. I voided it and reissued a new check to him.
Okay.
What do you mean if the funds are there? Well, don't the funds always stay there? Where'd they go?
Well, on those they do. Now, on the purse awards that go out in November, they have 1 year to cash those checks. And if they don't, those funds revert back into the award fund for the next year. And that is in the law. That is in statute.
Okay.
So those funds no longer are available after 1 year.
Okay. But these other ones that we just talked about here, they will be available all the time because they're there, right?
Yes. Yes.
After the meeting, after it's over, I'm going to drop by your office and just give you some paperwork, and you look into it and just let me know what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sure. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
I'll be here all day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, oh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Commissioner Buffington, you want to take us? We're going into... executive session right now. You take us in executive session. You want to make a motion?
Yep.
Get us
I make
an executive
a motion
session.
To go into executive session.
There's your speech.
And yeah, I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberation in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda. In accordance with the NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H, 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Okay, I've got a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any questions? Let's get a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Martha French?
Yes.
Thank you. We are now in closed session.
Honorable commissioners, I will attest that during the executive session,
The only matters were discussed were those listed on the agenda items. They were essentially updates, and no decisions were made.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving to unfinished and new business, or actions taken, and/or actions taken. Okay, A, request for approval of 2023 Sunray Park Stewards.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, respectfully request an approval of the Stewards for Sunland Park's 2023 race meet as presented.
Sunray Park.
Sunray Park?
Yeah.
Yes. What did I say, Sunland? Sunray Park. Mr. Fontenot, Mrs. Violet Pinky Smith, and Ms. Darlene Knight.
Okay.
The resumes are there, along with a variety of substitute stewards, as we don't have full commitments for the entire season at this point in time.
Okay.
So.
Need a motion to approve?
So moved. Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, a motion, a second. Discussion? Okay.
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to B, approvals for Sunland Park. Number one, request for ratification of approval for amended 2022-23 race officials, racing officials.
Dustin Dix is on our big screen.
Dustin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Dustin Dix, Director of Racing, Sunland Park Racetrack.
Good morning, Dustin. Good afternoon.
We have some ratifications, and then after the ratifications, I'll give a quick update.
Okay.
Item is a request of a ratification of a approval to amend our 2022-23 racing officials as submitted.
Okay.
So moved.
Any questions? Okay. No questions. Okay. Go ahead.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
I will second, Buffington.
Questions? Nothing? Okay.
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Okay, Dustin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. We're requesting a ratification of approval of a variance on February 26, 2023. We canceled after the second race. We had severe windstorms here in El Paso, and I was at the starting gate for that second race, and it was as bad as I've seen in my 21 years at Sunland Park. So definitely, I think a right decision. The winds were extremely bad throughout the day on February 26, so we canceled after running of our second race.
Okay, motion approved.
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, we've got a motion, a second. Any discussion? No discussion.
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Grant?
Yes.
Okay, Dustin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Sunland Park, we're requesting ratification of approval to run 13 races on February 28th. And what we did, we made up our four stakes races that were to be run on Sunday. We ran them Tuesday after our ninth race. And any remaining races, those horses received a super date, and I think the majority of those horses were able to get back in. So okay. We're requesting a ratification of that approval.
Okay. Any motion?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Nope. Nope.
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Okay. Dustin, anything else?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Commission, just wanted to give everyone a quick update. On our handle, we're basically flat on track. We're down a little bit more than 1%. Off track, we're down a little bit over 15%. Our last 3 weeks of racing, we've seen an uptick where our handle's been up the last 3 weeks. Of course, Sunland Derby Day is a Sunday, so we're excited about that, of course. And on Sunland Derby Day, we're going to be part of a national TV. We're going to be on Fox Sports 1 as part of their America Day at the Races. and they added an hour to their broadcast. They're going to show three races from Sunland Park on that telecast. Michelle Yu's coming out as well as part of that broadcast. They're going to show our eighth race, which is the Oaks, Sunland Park Oaks, the ninth race, our Harry Henson Handicap, and our 10th race, the Sunland Park Derby. And also, we're going to be part of a cross-country pick five hosted by NYRA. I'm not sure how many races will be Sunland Park, but that's very exciting. I don't ever remember that happening in my history here at Sunland Park. So,
is this Saturday or Sunday?
About the national exposure, and really excited Sunday. About the big crowd coming out this Sunday.
Okay. Is that it?
Real quick, is the big race scratched down the six horses, or are they all seven still up?
I haven't heard an official scratch yet. So as of right now, it's seven, but I've heard rumblings there may be a scratch, but I can't confirm that.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else, Dustin?
And I look forward to seeing some of the commissioners here. I look forward to seeing any of the commissioners and we look forward to a big, big weekend of racing here at Sunland Park.
If you have better service, we might go.
We're working on it.
Okay, let's see.
Thank you.
Let me know. Thanks a lot, Dustin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But move on to C. Approvals for Read Those Who Downs.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Rick Ball, Ritos Downs.
Hello, Ricardo.
We are requesting approval for payment of our jockey and exercise rider insurance for 2023 as submitted.
Okay. We have a little thing on that. Commissioner Buffington's going to read it.
I would make a motion to approve Ridoso's request for an offset of jockey and insurance expenses pending an extension of the district court's stay.
See, the stay ended the 18th, and we have to get that extended for a week, and then we can approve it conditionally that they're.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I totally understand. The document was sent to us by our attorney and reviewed the document, and we concur.
Okay. Well, good. So,
thank you.
So anyway, motion.
Okay, I need a second.
Second, Smith.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Ball?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Good
thank
luck.
You
bet. Go to D. Approvals for Sunray Park.
Steve Fidunak, Director of Racing, representing Sunray Park.
Okay, and then you have number one, ratification of approval for.
Yes, thank you, Chairman, Commissioners, Director Trejo. Sunray Park requests that the Commission ratify the amended stall application. Sole reason we're doing that, the barn opening dates were changed in order to assist horsemen who were notified that they would have to leave the downs at Albuquerque Barn area by March 7th.
Okay, we thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Great gesture.
Yeah. Any motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second, Smith.
Got a motion and second. Any discussion?
David Hosky Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Good. Going to.
Sunray Park requests the Commission ratify the amended New Mexico Breeders Futurity Nomination Form. The previous form had a year typo error. The month and the day were correct, but the year was wrong in one spot.
Okay.
We have posted a corrected nomination form on our website and mailed corrected forms to those who have already received nom forms. And additionally, we posted the corrected forms on property.
Okay, thank you so much. And a motion to approve.
So moved, Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, you got a motion, a second. Any discussion? None taken.
David David Hossi Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Okay, go to four.
Severin Park respectfully requests the commission ratify the amended Four Corners Futurity nomination form. The previous form had a year typo error similar to the New Mexico Breeders nomination form. We posted corrected nomination form on the website, mailed corrected forms, and additionally posted the corrected forms on property. And I have assured Director Trejo that our recidivism rate for next year will go down considerably.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, I believe you're doing number three.
Yeah, it was three.
Okay.
Yes.
Amended Four Corners Futurity?
Yes.
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 Okay.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
I got any discussion here? Got a motion to second? No discussion.
David Hossi Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to four.
Summary Park respectfully requests approval of our list of 2023 racing officials. We will be debuting a new track veterinarian, Dr. Richard Purse, as well as a new track physician, Dr. Matthew Decay. They're both replacing officials who are retiring for different reasons. Other than that, we're fortunate to have the majority of our officials returning, including our track crew, our gate crew, and our racing office crew.
Okay. Mr. Trejo, everything look good on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. You know, I think we'll have further discussion with Sunray Park in regards to one of their assistant starters.
Okay, yeah, that's why I asked you. They're okay.
Yes.
Need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second?
Second, Buffington.
Got a motion and second. Any discussion?
No discussion.
Vote.
David Hossi Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Okay, move on to number five.
Sunray Park respectfully requests approval of our 2023 post times and wagering format. Really the only change to that from last year is we've added new wagers, the solo six, which we'll talk about in the next phase here.
Okay. Need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second?
Second, Buffington.
We've got a motion and second. Any discussion? Nope.
David Hossi Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Okay, going to six.
Sunray Park respectfully requests approval of the Solo Six wager name change to the incredibly creative Sunray Six.
That's good. Very creative. Okay. So need a motion?
So move, Commissioner Smith.
Second. Buffington.
Motion second. Any discussion? Nope.
David Hossi Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brent?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Downs of Albuquerque.
Chairman Commissioner Johnson with the Downs of Albuquerque, requesting approval for 2023 stall application.
Okay, with the amended underlining on it?
Well, it's not amended, it's been on the stall app.
Well, you underlined it then, you know.
It's in bold letters.
In bold letters, underlined, okay.
I want to get this out, it's worded, emphasize that there will be zero tolerance for individuals living in the tag rooms. Please make housing arrangements for your employees prior to shipping.
Okay.
And going pretty early with the stall app to let everybody know that's the way it's gonna be.
Okay, well good. Thank you so much.
And that's by order from the fire department. That has nothing
fire
that
marshal.
Fire marshal.
Yeah.
So it's not something that anybody's being vindictive over. It's just the fire marshal is going to shut you down if you don't adhere to those rules, right?
On state property, we abide by state fire marshal's rules, and they're not living quarters, they're used for tag, feed. We are going to have an area that, you know, will allow RVs, will allow camper trailers, enough hookup for a little bit of power. Bring a trailer or more RV, more home to have a holding tank. We'll try to help you out with that. There's absolutely nobody living in these cabins.
I'm good. Okay. Appreciate that.
So asking approval of this stall lamp, please.
Motion?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second.
Buffington.
Got a motion, a second. Any discussion? None taken.
David Hussey Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brown?
Yes.
Thank you, Donnie. Appreciate it. Okay, go to F, hearing officer's report. One. Trey Woods.
Honorable Commissioners, basically on the Trey Wood situation, the hearing officer report basically recommended dismissing the appeal of the licensee based on an untimely filed notice of appeal. Basically, the notice of appeal was basically filed approximately at four hours late past the 12 noon deadline. Based on the hearing officer's report, basically reminding the commission that there's case law that said the commission must follow its own rules, our hearing officer Fitzwater recommended basically dismissing the appeal based on the untimely notice of appeal.
Motion to
Buffington, I will make the motion to adopt the hearing officer's recommendation.
Okay, I got a motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait, well.
Roll call
vote.
Thank you. So I have to think again, right?
David Hussey Sanchez?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Passes. No. Some people are happy there now. No faces, no nothing, no looks. Okay, let's go to number two.
All right. Honorable Commissioners, first of all, regarding the hearing officer report, pursuant to the administrative rules that do allow for some corrections of inaccuracies, I bring to the Commission's attention the following need for correction. On the hearing officer report, paragraph 9, investigator Lisa Johnson is referred to as investigator. At the time in question, Lisa Johnson was actually a substitute steward, which is allowed for in our rules. So that's the first inaccuracy that needs to be corrected. On paragraph 14 of the hearing officer report, again, Lisa Johnson is referred to as investigator. That should be changed to indicate she was a substitute steward. Also on paragraph 14, the wrong date is listed. It says September 35th, and actually it should be September 5th, 2022. And the situation in this was Mr. Moore was basically observed utilizing a nebulizer on his horse the day of the race, basically. That is prohibited by our rules, and essentially the hearing officer heard argument. He recommended basically affirming the steward's decision and issuing a $500 fine for the improper use of a nebulizer on the day of the race. And I stand for questions on that, Honorable Commissioners.
Any questions? Oh. Thank God for Denise.
And one other inaccuracy that needs to be corrected, my apologies. On the very last page, the first full sentence reads, "The rule does not state a specific organization. That needs to be modified to correctly state the law does not state a specific organization, and that's referring to an organization that basically accredits stewards. So with that in mind, those are the four inaccuracies that need to be corrected. And again, the hearing officer's recommendation was to for a $500 fine on Mr. Moore for an improper use of a nebulizer on the day of the race.
Would it be one motion for everything or not? For the corrections and everything?
It would be a motion. With the corrections.
I would make a motion to adopt the hearing officer's report with the amendments.
Okay. Second. I got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
David
Roll call vote.
David Hossie-Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Brown?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Move on to number three. Luis Guerrero.
All right, honorable hearing, honorable commissioners, the hearing officer report. This was involving jockey Luis Guerrero, who basically was disciplined for coming onto the downs of the grounds of the downs of Albuquerque with two unlicensed individuals, and basically they committed acts of violence against another licensee. One individual was injured, I think, with a broken arm and had to be hospitalized, a serious situation. The recommendation by Hearing Officer Fitzwater was for a $25,000 fine and a revocation of all licenses that Mr. Guerrero holds, and that he would be deemed ineligible for licensing for a period of 5 years. And I respectfully stand for questions.
Any questions?
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
I have a motion and a second to uphold the
hearing officer's recommendation.
Okay.
David Hossie-Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
You're good. All done. Anything else? Well, I think we're going to adjourn.
Okay.
We're done.
Thank you.